everyone. This is Left, Right and Center and I'm Maria Shakil. The political showdown over Sandesh Khali peaked today with the Prime Minister firing straight barbs at the Trinamool government from a rally in Barasat in West Bengal. The BJP upped the ante on the Bengal government by bringing a group of women to Prime Minister's rally. The Prime Minister, who also met the Sandesh Khali women separately, launched a scathing attack on the Mamata government, saying that the state was putting all its resources to save the culprit. Under direct fire from the Prime Minister, the Trinamool Congress hit back. Senior party leader Derek O'Brien countered Prime Minister's salvo by asking why no action has been taken against BJP MP Brij Bhushan Singh, who has been accused of sexual harassment by wrestlers. The Prime Minister's attack came in the wake of a two-day tussle between the CBI, that is the Central Bureau of Investigation, and the state police over Sheikh Shah Jahan's custody. The Bengal police on Monday and through the Tuesday refused to hand over Shah Jahan to the CBI after the High Court handed over the case to the central agency. It was only after the second reprimand by the High Court that the Bengal police handed over Sheikh Shah Jahan to the CBI on Tuesday evening. On the show tonight, we ask, is the Trinamool now on the back foot over the Sandesh Khali issue? But first up, this report.
TMC Sarkar Bengal ki mahilaon ke gunahgar ko batane ke liye puri shakti laga rahi hai. Garib, dalit, vanchit, adivasi parivar ki बहनों बेटियों के साथ टीएमसी के नेता जगह जगह अत्याचार कर रहे हैं, लेकिन टीएमसी सरकार को अपने अत्याचारी नेता पर भरोसा है, बांग्ला बहन बेटियों पर भरोसा नहीं है। इस व्यवहार से बंगाल की महिलाएं, देश की महिलाएं आक्रोश में हैं। नारी शक्ति के आक्रोश का ये ज्वार संदेश खाली तक ही सीमित नहीं रहने वाला, संपूर्ण बांग्लादेश संदेश खाली जड़ उठबे।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi targeting the TMC over the Sandesh Khali allegations. After the rally, he also met a group of five women from Sandesh Khali.
A delegation of five to six women had met the Honorable Prime Minister after the Sabha. He had listened to them, to their problem, what happened in Sandesh Khali, how were they tortured, what was the situation then, what is the situation now.
Mayer name jayadhuni dicchen ar maa ke apoman korchen. মণিপুরে মায়েদের অপমান করলেন, আমাদের শিখ সম্প্রদায়ের মহিলারা প্রতিবাদ করছেন, তার সন্তানকে খালিস্তানি বলেছেন আর মায়ের নামে জয়ধ্বনি দিচ্ছেন, পার পাবেন না আপনি।
সবকে মোবাইল কি ফ্ল্যাশ লাইট চালু হো, ये नारी सम्मान में है।
Women from the area have been protesting against TMC strongman Sheikh Shah Jahan and his aides.
बंगाल की महिलाओं ने
The BJP sees this as an opportunity to try and cut into Mamata Banerjee's women voter base and is making Sandesh Khali an election issue. The allegations of rape, extortion and land grab from Sandesh Khali against Sheikh Shah Jahan and his aides come on the eve of elections, and the BJP has seized the opportunity to target the TMC over women's safety and law and order. Finally, with no relief from the Supreme Court, the state police handed over the main accused Sheikh Shah Jahan to the CBI as the Calcutta High Court had ordered.
Jahan jahan Indi Gadbandhan ke sahyogiyon ki sarkar hai, wahan par mahilaon par utna hi atyachar hai. Bengal par TMC naam ka jo grahan laga hua hai, woh is rajya ke vikas ko aage nahi badhne de raha. Isliye aap sabhi behnon ko Indi Gadbandhan ko harana, देश के कोने कोने में कमल खिलाना है।
The BJP has set itself a big target of 35 seats in West Bengal. But to get anywhere close to that target, they will need women voters to vote for them. Traditionally, women voters in Bengal have voted for Mamata Banerjee. And Prime Minister Modi made a pitch to Nari Shakti in Bengal so that the BJP can also get women voters to vote for the party in order to achieve its target of 35 seats. With camera person GD Shankar in Barashat in North 24 Parganas district of West Bengal, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
Let me bring in my guest now. Shazia Ilmi, spokesperson of the BJP, Dr. Riju Datta, representing the TMC, Fawad Haleem, spokesperson of CPIM, Jayanta Ghoshal, senior journalist, Gargi Nandi is a political analyst. Dr. Riju Datta, why did your government move the Supreme Court against handing over the case to CBI?
That's the legal right. Amit Shahji was also sent to prison by a specific judge. He moved the apex court and then we know there's this.
Are you saying so that Sheikh Shah Jahan is not guilty?
No.
That is the reason why the government is backing
this. Who am I to say that? The court of law will say that. I am nobody to call anybody guilty or not guilty. There has been accusations against him. The West Bengal government, the West Bengal administration has arrested him. They have arrested all the other primary accused, including Sheikh Shah Jahan. We have brought him to book. Now, 2 days, there was a procedural delay in between. The administration went to Supreme Court, then High Court, then Supreme Court. All this delay happened when today High Court said he's handed over to the CBI. But my question is, when Pradhan Mantri Modi comes to Bengal and gives all these, rhetorics and dialogues with a small hint of a fake tear as well, my question is, we have walked the talk. Today morning, when Pradhan Mantri Modi was doing his rally, Mamata Banerjee has raised the monthly remuneration of Asha and Anganwadi.
Riddhata, police took 5 days to find this man.
So,
Kolkata police and Bengal police took 52 days to find this man. And it does show that TMC was dragging its feet from the very beginning.
Listen, please, you are too senior a journalist to talk like this. Because if I go by your logic, a criminal was absconding. The administration hands were tied by the High Court when it was freed, he was arrested. But by your logic then, is Narendra Modi responsible for Mehul Choksi and Nirav Modi after years after they have scammed the entire country sitting in abroad? What kind of logic is this? He was absconding. He was accused. Our hands were tied due to a technicality in the High Court. The High Court clarified the situation. He arrested the accused in 48 hours. We have done our part. Unlike BJP, who is giving rapists and molesters ticket to the parliament, whether it is Pawan Singh of Asansol, whether it is Brijbhushan Singh, or whether it is Shomik Bhattacharjee from Bengal, all rapists and molesters are going to the parliament. Okay. But we are arresting our accused.
Okay. I'm just looking at the tweet which has been put out by the CID of West Bengal. It is talking about the procedure. It is talking about the standard operating procedure, which is about how the entire process of law should be followed, which has not been done this time around. Shazia Ilmi, what is your explanation? What was this impatient hurry?
So I hear with complete amazement, and I feel baffled as to what the explanation that is being given by Riju Datta, the TMC spokesperson. You know, women, and not once did he mention the women who have accused this leader, Shah Jahan, the Sheikh, so to speak, and his men. Not once did he mention what the women of that place are enduring, what they've been through, how they've been crying out for help, how the FIRs have been refused even a registration of the complaints that they're making, which are very, very serious in nature. The sordid tale that we all have to hear. I mean, whatever little Bangla I understand, it just shakes me up every time I hear. It's very disturbing, and I think it's disturbing for all. But look at the spokesperson of TMC. With what temerity he talks about everything else but the facts of the case. The fact of the matter is that there was a summons by the ED, and that is why there was a lookout notice for him, which is why the ED, after the ED summons, he went absconding. And who sheltered him all these days? Who gave him a safe haven? And now, just to prove this, because now my friend will say, no, nobody was protecting him. He was arrested later. either the Bengal police was very incompetent or he was being harbored. And now Riju Dutta says very happily and says, oh, he was, so what? Everybody has a right to go to Supreme Court. Yeah, you go to Supreme Court, but who comes, who does Pairavi or advocacy for you? There's Bengal government. So there's one thing, for every criminal to seek, to go to a higher court and seek, make a plea to Supreme Court. But when the West Bengal government insists that he should go to CID and refuses to hand over to CBI, within an hour, Shazia, the CID has put out an explanation. Maria, last 10 seconds, very. So it takes 1 hour for Mamata Banerjee government to move Supreme Court, where they get rejection. But it takes them more than 2 months and 3 months and even longer when it comes to the atrocities done by against the women of Sandesh Khali.
Okay, Dr. Rukun, a quick response and then I bring in others.
Yes, thank you. I would have accepted every word that Shazia ji said today. Unlike her boss, she is also having these fake tears. I believe Shazia ji stays in Delhi. Did she go and meet Shakshi Malik, who accused Brij Bhushan Saran Singh of molestation?
Yes, many of the ministers went. Did you go? Did Narendra Modi have the guts to go? The very fact that you're running away means you're changing the topic. You are like a slippery heel. But I won't let you slip, my dear friend. I will hold you. I will hold you to it.
Okay. Riju, you don't have to scream and screech.
Sorry.
You can make your point.
No.
Patiently.
Try very hard.
Okay, Riju. Riju, you can make your point.
Brought back to this place.
Shazia, so can you. Let Riju speak. I'm coming back to you, Shazia. Riju, 30
seconds. No, if Riju is trying to derail the topic, I'm just saying I will not allow him to obfuscate.
No, please. He has his own set of arguments. Let him give. You can talk about it, whatever you have to, after what he has said. Please go ahead, Riju.
Yes, thank you. Maria is conducting the debate. So who the hell is the BJP?
No, please, Dr. Riju Dutta.
What to say and what not to say.
Dr. Riju Dutta, please, 30 seconds.
Look, I am saying this. We walk the talk. We empower women. Out of four Rajya Sabha, we have three sexy women. Okay. Out of 198 Lok Sabha, they have sent
Dr. 20 Fuad Haleem.
14%.
Dr. Fuad Haleem is someone who is in Calcutta, in Kolkata, I would say. The questions that have been raised by the BJP, many would say, is something that we are seeing play out. 52 days, this man was on the run. It is only after the Calcutta High Court scathing observation against the government that they started their action, and within 48 hours, he was arrested. So the question was that they knew very well, where has he gone missing? My question then is this really an issue which you feel that Mamata Banerjee is on a back foot, or Trinamool Congress is on the back foot?
Well, I'll just reveal to you what happened at ground zero, that is Sandesh Khali. Since this morning, our party former MLA, Comrade Nirabhadra Sardar, has been traversing Sandesh Khali up and down with comrades, and after many, many days, the red flag is again flying there in Sandesh Khali. The Agricultural Workers Union, who raised the main demand since 2013, Nirabhadra Sardar has been raising in the assembly, that lands are being taken over by the Trinamool hoodlums, farmlands are being inundated with salty water so that fisheries and other types of berries are set up here, which are controlled by the hoodlums. The soil is destroyed. Agriculture is being affected. All these things that were being raised today on ground zero, Nirabhadra Sardar has been taking out processions in the whole of Sandesh Khali. Number two, you have to keep in mind that the women of Sandesh Khali who have led this movement, it is very poignant because all the visuals that you see, they were celebrating with Lal Abir, Lal Gulal that was there. So you see the groundswell and what is happening in Sandesh Khali today. Now, it's very interesting that you have the TMC spokesman and the BJP spokesman each talking to other with reference to each other. It's not a kind of surprise to us that the TMC spokesman actually puts forward an argument and buttresses with what Amit Shah did. And he goes on to say what happened in different
parts. Okay, Dr. Riju Dutta, will you respond
by the BJP
to your fellow India Bloc member?
All these things, please, I'm not disturbed you. Please be decent. My request. Now, this is the situation that is happening here in West Bengal. We have to understand the background. A TMC MLA has just resigned from his MLA ship and is about to join the BJP in a few days. There was an inquiry at his residence a few days ago. And one has to understand that the way that the BJP is using these things and the way that the TMC leadership is jumping ship and going over to BJP, the people in West Bengal are fed up with this. And Sandesh Khali is an indicator of what is happening in the
Okay. So you're talking about Sandesh Khali, perhaps being about the larger malaise. But Riju Dutta, will you respond quickly to Fawad Haleem and then I bring in the analysts?
Okay, I will waste my airtime on the CPM, answering the CPM. See, the thing is, they tried to keep the pot boiling for the BJP. Today, the CPM men, the newspaper, Gono Shakti, had a full front page ad of Narendra Modi. So they are taking money from BJP all these days. They were taking it under the table. Now they are taking it openly. So it is the CPM who is sitting on the lap of the BJP trying to contest the TMC, the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. I welcome this illegal nexus, this nonsensical nexus. And I hope they get one seat at least. And I challenge CPM to get one seat in the upcoming Lok Sabha. BJP will defeat, leave it. I challenge CPM to get one seat in the upcoming Lok Sabha out of 14.
Okay. So, this challenging which is happening on air, I want to understand from Jayanta Ghoshal and Gargi Nandi. Is there a sense that TMC has not really walked the talk as far as rights to women are concerned? You have a woman chief minister in Mamata Banerjee. That's what the BJP is constantly raising. I mean, you have a woman at the helm of affairs, but why are women in Sandesh Khali facing the atrocities and not being given justice?
Maria, should I come?
Yes, Gargi Nandi, go ahead.
Okay, thank you for inviting me, Maria. You know, there is not one Sandesh Khali in Bengal. There are several Sandesh Khalis. And the greatest quality of Mamata Banerjee is that she always protects her own goons. And you have to understand the politics of Bengal. Obviously, industries were driven away by the CPM when they were there. And whatever Tata and everything was driven away by Mamata Banerjee. So there is abject poverty, which leads to a lot of violence. And in these lands, there are goons who ensured political victory to Mamata Banerjee. And they are great in collection of money. So Shahjahan Sheikh or Shibu Hajra, they are just few names. You have to understand who are protected and given shelter by the administration, because you have heard that nobody were allowed to vote. People used to go to the polling booth where they would just put the ink marks and send back. So out of 70,000 Zilla Parishad seats, they got 67,000. 67,000 vote unko mil jata hai. So this is the reason they were given free run. Whatever they did, they became the Bahubalis of area. And Maria, let me tell you that this is that always if you ask TMC, they will do what about. They are stuck at Brijbhushan. Brijbhushan's case is sub judice. I don't know. And CPM here today is talking ki how much politically CPM is gaining. Are we discussing what a political gain, or are we talking about the women of Bengal? And Maria, in 2021, why I'm saying that there is not one Sandesh Khali? I came in touch with a girl who had to flee from her area in the village in Panduvachanda. This is Asansol. He just spoke. You know, she has still not been able to go back to her village. Same thing
but
happened
Gargi
in
Nandi,
that village.
But Gargi Nandi, you know, the TMC can turn back and say that the BJP and their allies made this a talking point in the elections which was held 3 years ago. And we saw what happened. The TMC won with a landslide. So electoral victories is a validation of the policies of the government of Mamata Banerjee. Jayanta Ghoshal, quickly.
Maria, give me 10 seconds.
Yes, please, go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah. See, electoral victory, how they got the electoral victory. See, you are not allowed to go out and vote. You know, people are threatened of the TMC, go to houses door to door and say, don't come out on the day of election. Half the people will not go out of fear.
Gargi, let's not get into that space because, you know, then it will be, Fawad Haleem will also have much to explain. Because before Mamata Banerjee, it was the CPIM government. Jayanta Ghoshal, I'm going to come back to you, ma'am, please. Yes, Jayanta Ghoshal.
Maria, my political analysis is this Sandesh Khali has created an opportunity for BJP to be aggressive against the ruling regime. The Ma Mati Manush was the slogan So now it is Mission Bengal. In 2019, Narendra Modi's party, BJP, got 18 seats. 2021, it was Assembly. And 2019, it was more with Jai Sri Ram. But now the strategy has changed. And, you know, today, Prime Minister, he has given an eloquent speech. He's a good speaker. He's a popular leader. And very carefully, very intelligently, BJP and Prime Minister himself, it is making a woman issue also. Because woman, ma, that is also major segment of Trinamool Congress vote bank. Mm. So now, and you know, this Prime Minister is raising the name of, he has mentioned Rani Rashmani, Ma Sharoda. Maybe these characters are not very popular in the Hindi heartland. But for a Bengali Asmita, the Bengali identity, it is very important names, and deliberately and carefully, it's a very laboratory Bengal has become a part of this Mission Bengal. And it's a very difficult. But here, there is a caveat I have as an analyst. I am not wearing any jersey. You know, among the other states, I think Mamata Banerjee is very intelligent and very, a strategic leader. On woman issue, she is also understanding the fault lines. And you know, this polarization politics, Hindu, Muslim, all issues. Even Prime Minister has mentioned the tribal issues also today. Hmm. And now, immediately, Mamata is not in inaction. Now Mamata Banerjee is taking action, because now joint rally Mamata and Abhishek on Women's Day issue. So women issues she is also trying to address. On 10, already she has announced a brigade rally. So it's a really developing situation. And I don't know whether
you see this as a developing 50-50 situation.
Battle. I don't know.
But whether would you BJP say will
increase
then,
or decrease, I don't know.
The point
but
here
it's a major battle. And it's a disadvantage.
Yes, of course it's a contest. And it will be watched very, very closely, because it's a very important battle which is playing out in Bengal. 18 seats in 2019 did come as a surprise to one and all. Analysts like you and even political parties. You know, Shazia Ilmi, here is Mamata Banerjee, the Chief Minister, who this morning announced that there would be an extra amount that will be going into the pockets of those women who help the government. So, you know, so it's very, very clear that she has a plan. You cannot really put her in a corner by raising the issue of Sandesh Khali.
And she cannot also use this the doles of charity that she wants to give to Anganwadi workers and others as a defense against her complete lack of response or a failure at handling the Sandesh Khali crisis. It works both ways. Hmm. So she can't cover up or camouflage what has happened there, because something terrible happened there and it was for everybody to see. It's a matter of 50 women, and some of them have had very gory stories to tell. It's a very sad, sordid story, a tale of how Bengal is run and parts of Bengal are run, how goons have taken over, how women are picked up from their houses and taken to political offices where they're politically exploited and raped, about how the men feel helpless, how women are checked out, so to speak, on the basis of what they look like and accordingly taken hostage. These are very sad stories.
No, this
so this will not go down very easily. She cannot
which
let
has
this
only
down.
Recently, Shazia Ilmi announced 4% hike in DA, more funds for Kanya Shri, Lakshmi Bandar schemes for women. And she has announced monthly allowance also for women. So how fair is it to just look at it from one prism?
The fact of the matter is she has announced these schemes, but something that is staring at her faces are these visuals. How media is being beaten up, how women, how the police, Bengal police refuses to even register FIRs, how NHRC is being shown the door, how ED team is being beaten up,
how
is being told off. Let me finish. Her National Women's Commission is being told off. Her NHRC members are being told to get away. How ED members are being beaten
up. You have to be patient. I'm coming to you. You have to be patient. Yes.
How the Calcutta High Court, the words used by Calcutta High Courts, how they are being ignored.
Yes, I'm going to ask that to Riju Datta again. Riju Datta, you know, High Court, and this is not for the first time it is saying so, that your police is totally biased, and the High Court of Calcutta had called for a fair, honest and complete investigation into the allegations against Sheikh Shah Jahan.
Let there be an honest investigation.
But did you protect him? In all those 52 years, did the state government protect him? Let there be investigation. I'm in all agreement with it. But why did you protect him for 52 days?
Is Narendra Modi protecting Mehul Chokshi?
Okay, these are the visuals of Shah Jahan Sheikh being taken to the CBI office on your television screens. Go ahead, Riju Datta.
Riju Datta, please be patient.
He was listening to you. You have to extend the same courtesy.
I heard him. He was not talking about this.
You have to extend the same courtesy. You have to extend the same courtesy, Shazia. Only Riju Datta on the screen now, please.
Thank you very much. I have heard enough of the theatrics of the BJP here on your show, but my question is, when is these theatrics? When, day before yesterday, a pregnant woman was gang raped and murdered in Madhya Pradesh, double injured. Well, where is these theatrics? When Narendra Modi cannot talk about Yogi Adityanath, the rape capital of India, every day 8 rapes, 2 minor girls were gang raped and hanged from the tree. We are walking the talk. The problem is Andheri Nagri, Chaupat Raja, or Roj Baja Rahe, Unke Chamcho Ka Nari Shakti Ka Baja. They will not do anything for the women. They will not protect women. They will only do theatrics, and their boss will shed crocodile tears and give rhetorics. Empty rhetorics.
You don't have to be so upset and angry on a television debate.
I'm just stating the facts. I'm stating the facts. Can you deny me these facts? Can you deny the fact that
the fact is here is someone who is an accused, he's a TMC functionary, and your government opposed the handing over of the case to the CBI only when the Calcutta High Court said no, nothing doing. You will not get any support from the case has to be investigated by the CBI. That you understood that there was no way out. So my question is very straight, Riju Datta. Forget about elections. It's about justice for these women. Will justice be given by the woman chief minister of Bengal?
Let me give you a fact first. You don't have to scream, please.
Yes, go ahead.
I'll give you a fact. Sheikh Shah Jahan has been arrested.
Yes.
Sheikh Shah Jahan was in CID custody. Now today he has gone to CBI custody. Even the Pradhan Mantri met the women today. Do you know, Maria, do you have the record? NDTV has a very strong archive. How many sexual cases have actually been filed to the West Bengal police as of now today? Two cases only, and not a single one against Sheikh Shah Jahan. Why did these women not complain to the Prime Minister or to the Governor or to the NHRC or to the Leader of Opposition? Why they have not filed their cases? Two cases of sexual abuse against Uttam Sardar and Shibu Hajra, but not a single case of sexual abuse.
Okay, Riju, you have made your point. Gargi Nandi now, and then the last word to Shazia Ilmi. Go ahead, Gargi Nandi.
See, Riju, what he's saying, the women of Sandesh Kali told when they went to the police station, nobody took their complaint.
Listen, Riju, please don't scream.
This is NDTV. We do not like shouting and screaming, please. Yeah. Everybody gets their time to speak. No, Riju Datta, you're not screaming on my show, please. Gargi Nandi. Patiently, 30 seconds. Calmly.
Maria Shibu Hajra was arrested after the woman went to the magistrate, and under 164 she had to give the statement. Then the police was compelled. Now also the regime has been pushed against a wall. So they have handed over Shah Jahan, otherwise they are protecting. Jointoda spoke about Ma Mati Manush. Let me tell you that Ma Mati Manush have been betrayed. Mothers are crying in Bengal, and Mati, there is absolute land grabbing by land area, and Manush have been cheated. Their jobs are
Shazia, you heard what Riju had to say.
And there is a tweet that was put out by Derek O'Brien. I'm going to ask that question to you. And this is a question that's coming from the TMC. Why are there 51 cases of crimes against women every hour?
Yes, there are crimes against women every hour and they're reported. I think it's a matter of great shame. And we have to do everything possible that we can in terms of our law and order, in terms of prevention, in terms of providing safer spaces for women. But does that take away? And how is it connected with what the women of Sandesh Khali are going through? What is the connection? Is water bottle the answer?
Yeah, there's
running
no,
away from the
yes,
topic
I agree
talking
with
about
you.
Something else the answer?
Water bottle cannot be an answer, but Fuad Alim, you wanted to come in, please.
I just want to put two facts on record. The first fact I want to put on record is that our party comrade and leader, Comrade Nirapada Sardar, was arrested on a complaint filed by Shibu Hazra, who was later arrested by the West Bengal police. His complaint reached the Thana as per the court records on the 10th of February, and Nirapada Sardar, our former MLA, was arrested on the 9th. Now, that is how proactive the nexus of the police with the criminals are in Sandesh Khali. And we are fighting that on the ground. The women are fighting it. They have won a great battle over there. And they are continuing to fight this battle out. The BJP wants to step in, but there are late rumor of that. And the Prime Minister, what he called, whatever, he wants to take a position on that, is definitely be reflective of his behavior. And it's very, very surprising. You know, Shibu Hazra is somebody who's been arrested by the West Bengal police on complaints of women who have been raped and who have been assaulted, and crimes have been perpetrated against them. And it's the same Shibu Hazra's complaint that the police is using to hounding our comrades in Sandesh Khali. 117 of our comrades have been named in his complaint, and the police are harassing them, not allowing them to go to the women who against whom atrocities have been perpetrated. We are fighting this on the ground, as I said earlier. Today, since this morning, Comrade Nirapada Sardar and our comrades are there in ground zero. They are representing the fight of the women. They are representing the fight of the agricultural laborers, the people who have lost their lands to these wounds, and that fight will continue.
You know, let's not use women's bodies and their dignity again and again to fight political wars. If their women's bodies are not political battleground.
Yeah, what did your MP from Barabanki do?
Shazi, I think so. You need to tell Narendra Modi that, you know, he's got a larger perspective and more questions to answer than anybody
that,
else.
That does not take away
at this point of time. And let's respect the women of Sandesh Khali. The women of Sandesh Khali have
somebody who was involved in a ration scam, and how she allowed women,
if you look at the visuals,
suffer for so many days. It does not take away from the fact that those questions remain, and no matter how much you indulge in this circuitry and what about me, these questions will remain and haunt everybody in this country, particularly people of West Bengal and all others who are watching the pathetic show for everybody to see as to how women are being treated and how unheard they are and how
okay, since it is the TNC government which has much to explain, I want to understand from you, Dr. Riju Datta, you know, you are facing questions about trying to protect someone who is an accused of a very, very gruesome crime. Could the state government have not shielded him and made it about justice for these women who took a lot of courage to come out and report?
I am amazed at how a senior journalist like you have asked me that question.
Oh,
does BJP or
NDP? Thank you so much for telling me that I'm a very, very senior journalist, and that is the reason why I can ask straight questions, and I'm doing that.
And my answer to you, my answer to you is, does NDTV or BJP have any valid evidence that it was Trinamool who was shielding Sheikh Sajjan? By that same logic, is Narendra Modi and BJP?
I mean, do you really think that you judge everybody by your standards of intelligence?
52 days and Abhishek Banerjee. Abhishek Banerjee saying that they are waiting for clarity to emerge from the Calcutta High Court. Okay, let's look at just the sequence of events. Chronology samajhiye here. About only when the Calcutta High Court said that he has no protection and said that why has he not been arrested, that your police acted and within 48 hours he was arrested.
So the police,
if you wanted,
job,
you could have taken action much in advance. Thank you so much for joining us, Shazia Elmi, Dr. Riju Datta, Dr. Fuad Alim, Jayanta Ghoshal, and Gargi Nandi.